phone line this morning, we have Becky Coppin from RSVP. And Becky, very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Time once again for our monthly visit. So we're going to be talking about two different programs that RSVP is involved in there, Becky. We're talking off-air about that. One is about opioids, and what was the other group you were going to talk about?
It's about financial fraud.
Okay, sure.
Okay. So, yes, we have these two programs that are where we have RSVP volunteers trained to go and give out this really great information to any size group. One is called Fraud Fighters, and that is in partnership with the Iowa Insurance Division. And they provide all the great information and some really nice materials that are given out to every person who attends the program. And it deals with making people aware of the scams and the schemes and fraudulent investments that are running around out there, and how to protect yourself from being fooled by those. Because they are very sneaky. They're very good liars.
Okay, and that's aptly put, I guess.
They want to just take your money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Which is no fair for seniors or anyone involved.
That's right. And we tend to be polite as seniors. We don't tend to hang up the phone maybe as often. The younger people, you know, they don't even answer the phone if they don't recognize the number. And we tend to still answer the phone, be polite, and it's just we're more of a target, the senior population. So we want to protect people. And this program called Fraud Fighters is available to any size group. Then the second program that we have that's similar in that it's trained RSVP volunteers giving out really good information to the public is called Span the Generations. And SPAN is an acronym for Seniors Preventing Addiction to Narcotics. And we focus on opioids. And seniors may think, well, I'm not a drug addict. I've never been involved with drugs. But if you've ever been prescribed a painkiller for anything, for a surgery, for a chronic pain, even for a tooth extraction, chances are very good that that prescription you received was an opioid. And we want people to be aware of what opioids do to your body, how to talk to your doctor about what you're taking, alternatives perhaps to an opioid prescription, how to safely use them, how to safely store them, how to safely dispose of them, and then also how to recognize signs that a loved one might be involved with opioids as an addiction. So that's another really good program, and I strongly recommend it to any group. And our volunteers will give these programs free of charge, to any group of any size. So we want to reach out to people who might be trying to find programs for their groups, and they would be more than welcome to give me a call, and I would set them up with either the Fraud Fighters presentation or the SPAN presentation or both.
You know, these days that people have their phones, they have this connected to call ID, and I use that call ID, but I use it, mm-hmm. use it for my cell phone. But anyway, to seniors, it's they just answer the phone no matter what. If it's a
and
spam,
you know,
or what.
These scam callers have a way of using a local prefix. I think that's the term for the the middle three numbers. That's going to look just like yours, so it's going to look like it's some local person, but oftentimes it is not. So it's just amazing what they can get away with. And we want to prevent any loss to that.
Absolutely. And Becky, getting back to this SPAN program, for narcotics. You don't realize, is that that serious a problem with our seniors now through these narcotics with opioids, have you heard?
There have been cases where people have even followed their doctor's orders and eventually become addicted to the narcotic. So you just do have to be really careful with it, with your use of it. And more we're finding that the young people who do get involved with opioids oftentimes start with a prescription opioid. And where they got the prescription, it could be that they had an injury. It can be a sports injury or something like that. Or the other way is that they find those bottles of opioids that grandma didn't use all of it. She had her wisdom tooth out, but then didn't take many of them. You got a month's supply sitting there, and that is very tempting to young people. They recognize the names of those prescriptions, and we have to be real careful with that.
Sadly, it is a growing problem there, Becky, after all these years, and it continues to get worse. I know the law enforcement's addressing this problem, and as well as what you're doing at RSVP.
Yes. And, you know, we heard more, a lot more, about the opioid problem back before COVID hit. Then COVID just, you know, took front and center, and the opioid problem seemed to take a sideline, but it did not go away. It actually got worse. And people tend to turn to narcotics when they're under stress and when they're lonely and depressed, and you know that COVID really played a part in those things. So it has not gotten better.
All right. So if they want to know more about these groups there, Becky, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 515-832-2525. And any day of the week, and I will be happy to line them up with one of our presenters.
All right, so call 832-2525 if you'd like to know more about the SPAN program being offered through RSVP, and also those seniors who may have some issues regarding those phone scams from what we talked about here months ago. So just contact
the fraud RSVP. Fighters.
The fraud fighters, there we go, fraud fighters, almost sounds like a rock group. When you stop and think about it, fraud fighters. Okay, if they'd like to know more about volunteer programs with RSVP, of course, you can just call them. Of course, I know the school year beginning to wind down in the next few weeks there. So I know the seniors will be back at it again when fall resumes for school year and all the many other opportunities. They can just stop by the RSVP office open Monday through Fridays there at the corner of Prospect and Bank Streets in Webster City, or Prospect and 2nd downtown.
That's right.
All right. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Ms. Coppin, today?
I think that's it for today.
All right. So, again, if you want more information about RSVP, call 832-2525, 832-2525. And, Becky, we'll talk to you again on the second Monday in June for another program. Sounds good.
That sounds great.
Becky, have a wonderful day. And thanks so very much.
Thank you.
You bet.
You
take care.
Pat.
Bye now.
Bye.
Becky Coppin from RSVP, my guest on today's Community Corner Show. You're on KQWC. We're now at 20 minutes before the hour of 9. Temperature stands at 58 degrees. Always a pleasure talking with her each second Monday of each month about the programs offered through RSVP.